Welcome back to Creative Therapy Umbrella. This is a place where we talk about all different types of creative arts therapies, expressive therapies, and creative approaches to therapy. Today's episode is a really special episode. In this episode, it's actually a live that my friend Trisha, who is, she is the host of Music Therapy Chronicles. Her and I have been working behind the scenes for a really long time on a project called Music Therapy Podcast Collective, or MTPC. And we went live on Tuesday to talk a little bit about what that means. What is Music Therapy Podcast Collective? What is this business of earning CMTE credits for listening to podcasts? Yes, it's true. You can do it. Oh, that's my pupper shaking in the background. So we wanted to go live so that we could let everyone know and try to answer as many questions as possible. So, and then we figured this would be a great thing to include as an episode in itself. So, today, you will hear Trisha and I talking all about Music Therapy Podcast Collective. This is a platform her and I have created to help podcast listeners. Right now, we only have, for anyone who's listening who isn't a music therapist, right now we only have it approved through CBMT, which is Continuing Education Opportunities for Music Therapists. But for Creative Therapy Umbrella, our long-term goal, I'm fingers crossed hoping by the end of this year, maybe sooner, maybe the summer, that we will be able to get our podcast approved for credits for through NBCC, which would be for other mental health professionals, licensed mental health professionals too. So looking for lots of ways to support our listeners. I feel like you're doing so much work by listening and learning. You know, I think hearing the lived experience of people is so valuable. So you're doing the work. Why not be able to get the credits for it? So that's what Trisha and I, we had this huge mission to support podcasters, to support listeners, to support students, because we want to give back to our community as well. And in this episode, we will tell you all about it. So enjoy. Also, a side note that the recording quality is not the best, but there is a ton of great information. So it's totally worth it. Enjoy.
And so I started thinking about it, reached out to some other podcasters, and like podcaster communities are absolutely amazing. And I'm so thankful for the Music Therapy Podcast community. They're awesome. There is a Facebook group called Music Therapy Podcast Community.
Podcasters. Music Therapy Podcasters.
Yes. And if you go there, you learn about like everyone has like updated podcasts that are happening and everything too. So it's definitely a good group to join. But so Trisha and I were like, okay, let's see if we can make this idea happen. Let's see if we can figure out a way that, people can earn CMTEs for listening to podcasts. And we figured it out, which feels crazy. It's happening and it's real. It's real life. So, that's how MTPC was kind of born. Yes. So, yeah. Do you feel ready to dive in, Trisha? Should I go into,
Yeah. I think so. Go ahead.
Okay. Start us off. Recording-wise, you feel good?
I mean, as good as we're going to get. We'll see. Okay, good. We'll see how things happen. We'll see how the cookie crumbles.
We'll go with it. I like it. We like to improv. So the first thing we want to talk about is really just the basics of what Music Therapy Podcast Collective is. Trisha and I, both being podcasters, not only wanted to find a way for listeners to be able to earn credits by listening to podcasts, but we also wanted to find a way for podcasters to feel more supported and have some sustainability with podcasting. If you're a podcaster, you know that it takes a lot of time, effort, money. It takes a lot to keep it going every week, but I think that's part of what we love about it is that we're putting out free educational content for people, and it should be free. We want people to access all of this stuff, and we want to be able to continue doing that and not burn out, find a way to make it sustainable. So we really had this two different pronged approach to the Music Therapy Podcast Collective, which you'll hear us refer to as MTPC, which I still just think is hilarious because it's so close to MTPC. But so our focus first was really like, okay, let's figure out how we could make this happen. How do we put together bundles of podcasts and all these different things so that it's accessible, so that it's sustainable, and so that it's quality, which those are our big parts of our mission. And we'll talk a little bit more about those. So, but our biggest thing was just trying to figure out, what does this look like? There's not many other people that have done this in even other areas, other therapies and stuff. So we had to kind of create a model and go with it. But part of all of this is we are super open to feedback. We want this to be what the community wants it to be. So if you listen to this, if you get ideas, if you like it, if you don't like it, if you have feedback, let us know. We're all about it. And we really want to make it something that is accessible to everybody and that really works for working music therapists. So that's really kind of Music Therapy Podcast Collective in a nutshell. But Trisha's going to go a little bit more into those three kind of core parts of our mission, the accessibility, sustainability, and quality. So Trisha, you can take it away.
I want to add to your last point first. So as far as we know, there aren't a ton of people doing this continuing ed thing through podcasts in like many fields. So Kate and I have figured out, like we said, we have pre-approved credits ready, but we're not, like, we don't have all the answers. We're only two people, and again, we want your feedback because as a community, we could make it so much better, like, so much more. There's so many different ways we could make this happen. Thanks, Haley, because, like, podcasting is just so versatile, and I think that having a podcast for a couple years and like seeing other people's podcasts pop up, it's amazing and so inspiring to see everyone's different take on podcasting in the music therapy community. And I just love that. So like Kate said, accessibility is a big factor for us. You can listen to podcasts in the car. If we ever get to a place where you're commuting again, or if you're one of those people who has been commuting throughout this whole year, thank you for your service.
Yes. Frontline workers, yeah.
So you can listen to podcasts. Anyone has access to them. They're out there for free. We're putting out this content all the time. So the core part of the credits of the opportunities, CMTE opportunities, is out there. It's accessible. You can get it. The other thing about accessibility, and a big part of why we're doing this, is we want to make the music therapy profession a more accessible profession. And so that's going into our mission to fund, donate, and create scholarships for music therapy students and interns. We're really excited about that. That was one of those things when we first talked about this idea. I was like, that's just something I've always wanted to do. I wasn't sure how to make it happen. How can I set up a scholarship? How can I donate to existing scholarships? And I'm really grateful that Kate and the other people we talked to were like, that's awesome. Let's do it. Here's an avenue to get there. As far as sustainability, this is the part that really plays into us as podcasters, and if you're a podcaster listening, this is for you too. It's a lot of work making a podcast. It's a lot of work. And if you're a music therapy podcaster and you've found a way to make that work pay off for you, let us know, because we're still figuring it out and this is the way we're doing it. So we want to support other podcasters in continuing to create their shows. Yeah, and we think this is a good avenue to get there. And the last one is quality. We want to put our CMTEs together in a way that's worth your time. It's valuable. I had a conversation on my show last year, and the guest was talking about the importance of valuing lived experiences, with the same weight as formal education. So yes, we are creating formal continuing education credits, but the bulk of that is based on these interviews. And the interviews, or not all the podcasts are interviews, but the episodes are based in discussions about people's lived experiences. And we want to put value on that. We want, we want that to be a way for you to earn CMTEs and feel like we're kind of bridging this formal education need, as well as this need to value lived experiences. Yeah.
Yes.
You have anything you want to add?
Yes. I think I love that last part, the value of lived experience and how much we can learn from other people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so lucky to be a podcaster because I feel like I have grown so much in the time that I've been podcasting, just from like listening to the guests. I'm like, I'm so thankful. I'm learning so much. And I think, as you know, people who tend to listen to podcasts, we like to learn. And there's so much value in those learned experiences, those lived experiences. Yeah, well said. Clicked the wrong website. I am going to talk a little bit about, you're going to hear my dog dance right now on the floor. You might hear some clickety clacks. She's very excited because my husband just got home. So we're going to talk a little bit about how Trisha and I are forming, are starting off Music Therapy Podcast Collective, the CMTE opportunities. So we really wanted to focus on putting some podcasts together that were kind of like in, we're calling them bundles, because we wanted to find a way to group some themes together and offer, we felt 5 credits was kind of like this great standard. It feels like you're doing some work, like 1 credit opportunities feel kind of smaller, and that's something we might dive into later. But we felt that starting off with 5 credit opportunities was at least a good place to start. So what we've done is we've taken a couple of episodes. There's 3 episodes in the bundles, and those episodes are already released. They're out there and they're free. But what we've done is grouped those episodes together, and to earn the CMTEs, once you would purchase this bundle. And what you would get is usually they're like between 18 and 20 page workbook that goes along with the podcasts that are required listening, those 3 episodes. So you're required to listen to 3 episodes, and then you're required to spend some time learning within that after you listen. So listening to 3 episodes, then the next part is learning, and that learning is like self-study. You can spend that 50 minutes of required time self-studying by reading, by watching YouTube videos, by listening to other podcasts. And so what we've done in that workbook is we have pages dedicated to options of self-learning for you. So that work is done. So you listen to those episodes, you choose, where do I want to spend my 50 minutes of self-learning? I want to go here, here, and here. And then once you've done that, there's a 20-minute section of action planning or reflective journaling or even like some general goal making, different things like that. So there's 20 minutes dedicated to working on, okay, how am I going to bring this into my practice, into my professional development, into research? So we felt that was an important piece of generalizing what we've learned in the podcast and in the self-study and bringing it into what you do. And then I think one of the most exciting parts that Trisha and I felt was like really critical was having a live office hour. So in that, you'll get a live office hour that you can ask questions, we can share creative ideas, we can brainstorm how to bring these things into sessions. I think that's just a really fun place for the community. I think that's that community element for people to come together and be with other therapists. You know, we don't have conference right now, and we've got to find other creative ways of being together, and those office hours are one small way where we can, you know, share those ideas with each other. So our breakdown of these bundles goes in a format of listen, learn, and apply. That's what we felt like were the core kind of principles of what we're doing in these bundles. You listen to those episodes, you do some self-learning, and then we apply it. So there are, we've got 4 of these bundles that we're going to have go out soon. And again, we're navigating this and we're flexible to making this look different. If people feel like there's a better format or if something would serve them better, like the one credit, you know, episodes is something we might look at in the future, or bigger bundles that might be worth more credits that are, you know, combined. Right now, all of our bundles are separate. So like I have two bundles and Trisha has two bundles. But we hope maybe in the future, this might look like, here's a 10 credit thing with podcast episodes from a bunch of different podcasters coming together. And so we're really open to a lot of ideas. So feel free to share in the comments if what your thoughts are, your ideas, what you're thinking. We really, really value that feedback. I don't think I can say that enough. We really value it. And we want this to support the community in the way that the community needs to be supported. So let us know.
For sure. Yeah. I want to highlight something you said a little while ago about, as podcast listeners, we very often are seeking to learn something. Like, that's kind of how we function. And the beauty in this listen, learn, apply is the whole learn section. We have jumping off points for you to go from that are based on the episodes, but it's an opportunity for you to just dive in to whatever is calling you and whatever interests you. So if you listen to podcasts, whatever podcast you've clicked on, you're probably interested in that topic. And in the bundle, we just go further into that. So
yes.
Yes. So where do you go if you're looking for our bundles? mtpodcastcollective.com. So the same as our Instagram handle, if you're here on Instagram, mtpodcastcollective.com. And we are launching the four bundles, so four CMTE opportunities for 5 credits apiece, right? So not one 5-credit CMTE, but 4 of them. That's why we've been working so hard for so long.
Yeah. Putting out fires.
Right? Oh, Kate and I have been putting out fires, guys. Putting out fires. Those are going live on February 2nd. So 2 weeks from today, if you're with us live, just under 2 weeks, if you're listening to these episodes when they're out in the ether, February 2nd, mtpodcastcollective.com. The promos will be up on the website next week, so you can see what the credits or what the bundles are, what you're kind of getting into, and check out what you're interested in.
Yes. I just have to show Mika really quick because she came in to say hello.
Hi, Mika.
That she's wagging her tail. This is hard to do backwards. So I loved what you said too, of like, I think that's what this makes this so much fun, is I know I can get like totally nerdy about this stuff and listen to episodes, and then I want to go read the book that somebody mentioned in the episode and then go read the articles. But I feel like now you can do that and actually get credits for it. Mm-hmm. And it's easy. It's already done for you. Like in the way that we're going to have it set up, if you go and check out the website, is that you purchase this bundle, you get the workbook, and in the workbook is all the information you need. All of the links to everything is right in that workbook. And then from there, you do all that work. And once you do the work, you do the, we do have a short post test that we have to do because it's so much of this is on your own. So we just kind of verify that you've done this work. You do the evaluation that we have to do for all of those CBMT things. And then once that happens, we just send the certificate to you. It's that simple. So it just feels like such an easy way to get credits for work that most of us are probably doing already anyway. And here's your way to get those credits and make it sustainable. So I think that's just what's so exciting about it. But Trisha, we had people send in a few questions, and I want to make sure that we get to those too. Is that okay if we go into that Q&A?
I'm going to pull up my iPad just because I need one more screen to look at all the things.
I know, right? So many screens. Well, I can start with, someone sent a great question in and they just said, is this real? And I was like, that's a great question. Yes, it is. Because I have felt that throughout this whole process too, of is this really happening? Like, can this really work? And it's real. So,
it is real.
Yeah, it is. Secondly, the other question, Tricia, did you have any questions about listeners or people who want to purchase CMTEs?
No, I don't think that specifically.
So, well, the other questions that I had were about, as podcasters, what does this look like for podcasters? So if you are a podcaster and you're interested in this, we want to support the podcasting community as much as possible. We want this to be a podcast collective. We know that as podcasters of a small,
small profession,
a field. Cool. Yeah. As a small field, getting traditional support, most podcasts that are like, you think of the big name podcasts, they get sponsorships. There's all these different ways of monetarily supporting what you're doing. But when you're in a small field, it's so much harder to do that because sponsorships want big numbers, and we're not about big numbers. We're a small community. So we felt that this was a way where if your podcast is focusing on providing, different types of educational ideas or inspiration or creativity, anything that relates to those domains that we have to go through, which so much of, I feel like, every music therapy podcast I've ever listened to touches on those domains, then there's a way that it can be created as a bundle or as a being part of the music therapy podcast collective. So if you're a podcaster and this feels like something your podcast could totally fit into, we would love for that to happen. And it's an easy process. Now that Tricia and I have kind of like, I feel like we've spent the last like 6 to 8 months just like weed whacking a trail in the woods. And now that we've done that, like, we're here to like help with that process. And what we want the podcast collective to be is this platform. So, come on this platform. We can help you create these bundles, and then our platform can be the place where you can put them out there. So we think that there's power in us coming together as podcasters, having this platform where, we can all kind of have these opportunities, and there's like, you get to like learn from each other of like, hey, shouting each other out, just all these different collaborations that can happen. I think of, doing bundles in the future that incorporate different podcasts coming together. And so it's a great way for, I think, people in the community to learn about other podcasts and what podcasts are out there. So if you're a podcaster and you're interested, there is a huge place for you. This is part of our like mission in this is making this space for podcasters who want to turn their episodes into CMTE opportunities for music therapists. So we are here to help. Please reach out, DM us, email us, call us, whatever you want to do. We're all about it. And I'm already excited thinking about like talking to you about it. So please call. We're open to any feedback, any ideas. We're all about it. So I think that's something that's going to be really exciting. So I think that was, I forget who sent in that question, but that was one of the questions, was what does it look like for podcasters? So
So I'll build on that real quick. So another reason we wanted to do a collective is because when a bunch of us got together last year, we kind of toyed around with this idea, and it seemed so inefficient for each of us to individually create CMTEs for our own show. And so it was like, well, if we all come together and we do it together, like, I don't know, I feel like the sky's the limit. So again, like we've done a lot of weed whacking. That was a great way to put it, imagery in, because like we have, and we want it to be a communal collective thing. So I did have one other question. I couldn't pull up the name of the person. So I'm sorry if this is your question and I can't say your name. Maybe you didn't want me to. But they asked if these bundles, these CMTEs, were going to be based on Creative Therapy Umbrella and Music Therapy Chronicles, or if this was a whole new podcast altogether. So the answer is it's the former. So the episodes that already go out every week that you've listened to or maybe have saved to listen to someday. I know I have tons of podcasts saved that I just haven't gotten to. that's what it's based on. So the MTPC is not a new show. It's not one more thing for you to follow, at least podcast-wise. So yeah, does that answer your question? I hope so. It's already, the podcasts are already out there. You've probably listened to them. As more podcasters come on board, it'll be based on their shows that they've already put the time and effort into, and that you're probably already listening to, following along each week. So again, that's that accessibility piece. If you're, and sustainability. So if you're like just listening to the show every week and then you're ready to get one of these bundles, chances are you've done most of the work if you've done the listening. You can, of course, go back and re-listen to the episodes, but if you've been following along, you've been listening, all right, so here's your workbook with your self-study and some action planning, and come to the office hour or do the recorded office hour, and, like, that's it.
And Trisha, I have to share, Trisha came up with the best idea. She was like, oh, we should make the office hour like an audio file so you can just listen to that too. And I was like, that's genius. So you can potentially just do all of this work by yourself. You could, it's like almost like you get those three episodes that are already out. They're on the platforms. They're already listened to. You might have already done half of the work. You do that self-study. You do that apply. And then that office hour, even if you can't make it, you can be doing your dishes. And getting credits while doing dishes, getting credits while driving. Like, I think that's just the so exciting part of this for me is, like, you can, like, multitasking is so great. For I love it. And this is, like, ultimate multitasking of, you know, I'm going to earn credits while I'm vacuuming today. And that's just really exciting. And like you said, Trisha, it's so much of this is, like, you've probably already earned half of these credits. We're just trying to find a way to make it really easy for that to happen for you, to take that pressure of having to put it all together off of your back. And in doing that, you're helping us be more sustainable so that we can continue to put out all of this free content. And of course, we want to give back to the community with eventually opening. We do want to have like our own scholarship, but in the meantime, it's going to be donating to other scholarships. That feels like a very a foundation of what we want to do too. So it's very reciprocal. So it's pretty exciting.
Yes. If you've been listening to a podcast a lot and you're looking for a way to support them, this is going to be your opportunity to support what they're doing. And again, a portion of all of our sales are going to go to scholarships. We have a really big initiative for this launch. We are donating 50%. 50% of all of our launch sales are going to go to scholarships and other funds like that. So keep an eye out February 2nd for that launch. Things will be on sale, of course, because it's a launch. And again, 50% of what you are contributing is going to go right back into the music therapy community. And we're excited about that. Like Kate said, we wanted that to be at the forefront of what we're doing. When we were prepping for this launch, I was just like, hey, like, let's really dive in. Let's really do this. And we want to keep that in our front view mirror going forward, not in the rear view mirror. We really want to keep that momentum going.
Absolutely. Yes.
Did you have any other questions?
My video is just catching up at first. Oh, okay. For a second there. I gotcha. I don't think there was any other questions. If anyone who's here has questions, feel free to just shoot those in and we can answer those. I think one of the things too, like even on the back end, we're really dedicated to being as transparent as possible about what we're doing and how we're setting this up. So, even on the back end of, like, you know, for Trisha and I, who have interview-based podcasts, we are giving back to our guests in different ways, too. Like, that feels something that's really important to us for guests who are coming onto the show and offering their knowledge, giving their, you know, talking about their experiences, and, of course, being so inspirational and creative. We're finding different ways to support them as well. So you might hear things like on both of our podcasts coming up, you might hear things like sponsorships happening. So those are things that we're offering to guests and some different things like that. because we really value the time that guests are putting on. So even if you're someone listening who wants to be a future guest, and who wants to maybe have an idea too of like, hey, I think this is a really cool topic that would make a really cool bundle. We're all about talking to guests too, and knowing that there is an important element that we have going on in the background of how we want to give back to our guests as well, who are part of these CMTE bundles. We felt like that was a really important piece of what we're doing, is to make everything as equitable as possible. So that's definitely one of our big values.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Transparency, equity. We really just want this to be a sustainable model, a wholesome thing. Yeah, we really put a lot of time and effort into thinking about how to make this benefit all parties involved. And hopefully you see that, you feel that, and you're excited to continue your learning and earn some CMTEs for listening to the shows.
To listen, learn, and apply.
Listen, learn, apply.
Yeah. So one more time, I will go through just to reiterate how the courses look. Because I know, again, and we're, you know, this is new, and we know that this might, you know, people might have questions. This is different. So we are open books. Like, reach out to us if you're curious, if you want to know more. Keep a lookout on both Trisha and I, and here at MT Podcast Collective. We're going to have some different things coming up in the next few weeks. I know I'm planning like a video scroll where you'll be able to like kind of have a sneak peek of what these packets look like, what you'd be getting. What our courses contain are 3 podcast episodes that are already released. So you might have already listened to some of them. But they have those, it's required listening to listen to those 3 episodes, which you can listen to anywhere. It comes with an experiential workbook, and then it comes with that office hour. And that workbook has tons of resources, like 20 pages of resources, summaries, places to find, you know, to self-study, to learn more, books. I mean, there's everything in there. And of course, processing space too, reflecting and action planning. So it's the episodes, the workbook, and that office hour. Those are the big chunks that are included in these CMTE opportunities. And so it's exciting. I think we're just pumped to get it out there. So it's happening in 2 weeks, in about 2 weeks. It's going to be totally official.
Oh, yes. Kate and I were just talking today about how we've been working on this for so long, and we're both the type of people who just like idea bursts everywhere. And sometimes those ideas need to be percolated and refined and molded. And even though we've been working on this for so long, those ideas, they never felt stagnant. It was like, it got clearer and it got more wholesome, and we got deeper into really what we want to be doing and providing. And yeah, the timing feels right. We're ready. We're excited. We want to hear from you. Yes. Yeah,
I agree. Listeners, podcasters alike, we want to hear from you. So any questions you have, reach out. I think, are just super pumped to make this happen. And again, we want this to be like as community oriented as possible. You know, we are really value what the community has to say and what your needs are. But we can't know your needs if we don't hear you or if you don't tell us. So we want to know. We really, really, truly value that. And that can just help us help you. And podcasters too. I think the exciting part too is we're going to, you know, have more podcasters on for our next launch. There will probably be more shows, not just Trisha and I, that will have these opportunities. And we know with that, the power of community is that ideas just get better and better. And so that's just going to be, it's going to be a growing process. And we're excited for it, because that just means it's going to grow in a direction to support as many people as we can and support in the ways that you need it. So definitely reach out and let us know.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to add. I think we covered it all.
I don't think I do either. February 2nd.
February 2nd.
ImprovCollective.com.
Thank you to those of you who joined us live. And if you're listening to this recording or watching it later, still reach out to us. We, Kate and I are like, we want to hear from you. We want you to like, it doesn't even have to be feedback. If you just want to talk, talk to us.
I'll talk all day. I love talking to people. Oh, awesome. Well, thanks everyone. Thanks, Trisha. Cool. All right. Bye everyone. Reach out. Take care.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I hope it was helpful, answered any questions. And again, if you have more questions, please send them my way, send them our way. Trisha and I love talking to people. I know if you're a listener that I've probably said it a million times. I love talking to listeners. So reach out if you have questions. We're super excited for this to start February 2nd. So there will be an announcement there. And we're just super pumped. It's a project we've been working on for a long time. So really excited to get it out there and make it happen. And again, your thoughts, your concerns, your suggestions, your constructive criticism, your regular criticism, all of it is so, so important and helpful for us as podcasters. I think that having an open communication to listeners is incredibly important. But I can't know unless you reach out and talk and tell me. So I encourage you to reach out. Tell me what's up. Tell me what's on your mind. I really want to hear it. And I really, really value that input. So I want to thank you for just being a listener from the bottom of my heart. I am so thankful that you tune in and spend this time with us. And if you have any questions again, always feel free to reach out. But in the meantime, be creative.